gentlemen, the early bird tickets for the RC VMAs 2025 are officially available, but they're limited. Here's how to grab your tickets in 6 easy steps. Step 1. Visit www.rcv.co.zm. Step 2. Click on the RC VMAs tab. Step 3. Click on the Buy Now button. You'll be redirected to the Click and Pay website. From there, Step 4. Choose your ticket category. Early Bird Standard for 300 kwacha, Early Bird VIP for 450 kwacha, or Early Bird VVIP for 1,400 kwacha. Step 5. Select the number of tickets you want. Step 6. Fill in your details and payment method, whether Visa, MasterCard, or mobile money, to complete your payment. And you're done. Check your email for your e-ticket. It's that easy. Don't wait. Early Bird tickets are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Secure your seat at the biggest night in gospel music. Visit rcv.co.zm and get your ticket today. RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Government investigates issuance of 40 NRCs in Kasama District. Business consultant hails inflation drop, predicts economic stability, and boat heading to Canary Islands capsizes, killing at least 49 passengers. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Government, through the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, in collaboration with the Northern Province Administration and officers from the Department of National Registration, Passport and Citizenship, has launched an investigation into the reported issuance of 40 National Registration Cards, NRCs, in Misengo Village, Kasama District. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, confirmed the development and clarified that 395 citizens have been identified as affected by the error. He stated that the affected individuals have begun voluntarily surrendering the 40 NRCs for replacement as part of government's corrective action. Speaking during a media briefing today, Mr. Mwimbu dismissed claims circulating in some sections of the media suggesting that thousands of people were affected, yet the number stands at 395, of which 295 were first registration and 103 were replacement. The purported thousands is clearly a mischievous assertion, said Mr. Mwimbu. He confirmed that the NRCs in question were issued to eligible citizens in Misengo Village between May 25th and May 31st, 2025, during the just-ended mobile registration. Mr. Mwimbu emphasized that government has taken the matter seriously and has already implemented corrective measures.
To this end, physical inspection of some of the retrieved national registration cards indicates that some minor inspections were done using a black pen, especially on the letterhead, and in some cases, the letters were not legible. Now, due to some non-functioning heading keys on the typewriter, an issue which the responsible registration officer is not careful with the Department of National Registration leadership during the just-ended mobile registration effort.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has warned all sand traders operating within road reserves to vacate the areas by the end of August, in line with a 30-day ultimatum issued on July 27, 2025. According to the council, the directive aims to curb the illegal use of road reserves spaces earmarked for future road expansions, not commercial activity. In a statement issued to RCV News, LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba said trading in these areas not only damages road infrastructure but also poses significant safety risks to both motorists and pedestrians. Sand selling is strictly permitted only at licensed mining sites where customers can purchase the material and transport it directly to construction locations, said Mr. Bulumba. He has since warned that failure to comply with the directive will lead to the confiscation of materials, imposition of stiff penalties and possible prosecution of offenders.
The Lusaka City Council wishes to remind all sand traders to adhere to the 30-day ultimatum issued on 27th July 2025, requiring them to cease trading from road reserves by month end of August 2025. This directive was issued in response to the legal practice of conducting business on road reserves, which are, you know, designated for future road expansions and not for commercial activities such as, you know, sand trading. Trading in these areas contributes highly to the deterioration of road infrastructure.
Business consultant Mwamba Sichilongo has welcomed the latest figures released by the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, yesterday, showing a decline in the country's annual inflation rate from 13.0% in July 2025 to 12.6% in August 2025, saying the development signals a gradual move toward a more stable economy. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Sichilongo said the continued downward trend in inflation reflects improving stability in macroeconomic conditions. Lower inflation indicates growing stability in the economy, said Mr. Sichilongo. Mr. Sichilongo said while the benefits may not be immediately visible to the average consumer, if the trend continues over time, the country will begin to see reduced prices in key commodities, improved purchasing power, and greater investor confidence. He noted that inflation control is a critical component in achieving long-term economic growth and stability, especially in emerging markets like Zambia. Mr. Sichilongo further said that the ultimate target for inflation should be within the single-digit range, ideally between 6 to 8%, which he described as healthy for both economic expansion and consumer welfare. The sustainable single-digit inflation rate provides the right environment for businesses to plan, invest, and expand. It also protects household incomes from erosion due to price increases, said Mr. Sichilongo.
The increase in prices is at a reducing rate. Just for the sake of context, lower inflation indicates stability in the economy. So as it continues to go down, it means that the prices are not increasing at a rate as it used to before. That means that the trend is towards a more stable economy. What does that do for us?
A Powhatan's public service bus was completely destroyed by fire in the early hours of today, August 29, 2025, along the Great North Road near Goodman Hardware in Kabangwe. All passengers were safely evacuated and no injuries were reported. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga said the incident occurred around 04 hours and involved a Zongtong bus, registration number AIB8569, driven by 38-year-old Bellington Mwape of Zanimuone area. Mr. Hamonga said the bus was en route from Lusaka's intercity bus terminus to Kitwe with an unspecified number of passengers on board. The driver noticed a strange smell and smoke coming from the engine area as the bus reached the vicinity of Chaisa compound. Acting swiftly, he stopped at Chaisa bus stop and instructed all passengers to disembark, prioritizing their safety, said Mr. Hamonga. Mr. Hamonga said Mr. Mwape proceeded to drive the now empty bus towards a nearby garage for inspection. The vehicle suddenly caught fire, reportedly due to a suspected mechanical fault involving burning airbags. He said the driver managed to jump out of the moving bus, which then rolled across the road and was entirely consumed by the flames. Mr. Hamonga said investigations into the exact cause of the fire are underway. In African news, at least 49 people have died and around another 100 are missing after a boat capsized off the coast of Mauritania. Coast guards in the northwest African country have said 17 people have been rescued and the search is continuing for other passengers aboard the dugout canoe that was heading towards Spain's Canary Islands. According to survivors, the boat left the Gambia 6 days before Tuesday's accident, carrying around 160 people.